Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots, nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on any of our smartphone apps. But right now, here's the Groove Express podcast from KX93.5.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Oh. housing. Forget about the youth that need better schooling. Forget about everything that means something to the people in the ghettos that are struggling. I know we struggle, but we never give in. Hey, hey, struggle, but we never give in. No way, struggle, but we never give in. Hey, hey, struggle, but we never give in.
We are listening to Never Give In by Pato Bonton on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. And now we have Pato Bonton live on the phone from Los Angeles?
Yes, Los Angeles. I just got back from Florida.
And you were touring out there, right, in Florida?
Yes.
Yes. And how was that?
It was fantastic. We was out there for 3 weeks, and it was really nice. We got to do a lot of different cities. Got to visit some fans, give them, we actually surprised some of our fans who wanted to meet us, so.
Oh, really?
We went to their homes and visited them.
And, oh, you went to their houses. And how did they react to that?
They were blown away. They were very, very happy.
I bet they were. I bet. That's amazing. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the phone tonight. And you're playing this weekend at the Blue Water Music Festival in Laguna Beach, and that's on Saturday. And you were amazing last year. I saw you there. And you're also playing at a few other venues. You're playing at the Fusion in Huntington Beach? Or what is that? What is the new venue called?
The Compound.
The Compound. The Compound in Huntington Beach. And then Mozambique on April 12th.
Yeah.
And so, I'll tell you
Mozambique?
That, yeah, Mozambique, April 12th.
No, that show was canceled.
Oh, is that one canceled? Okay. I didn't know that. All right. We listed it on our Facebook, so we'll update that one got canceled. Bummer. Because we had a couple of fans wrote in and said, when are you coming back to Mozambique? A lot of people like seeing you at Mozambique, so.
I know. That was very sad when they actually pulled two shows that I was supposed to do there.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
That is sad.
I'm not sure why, but such is life. But a lot of people were disappointed.
Definitely. Well, now you have, of course, a really long career, and it's really amazing. And I just wanted to know, just ask a couple questions about your early career, and then we'll talk about what you're working on now.
Okay.
Well, I know you grew up in Birmingham, right, in England?
Yeah.
And when you got started as like a toaster, an MC, and a DJ, how did you get started in the clubs doing that?
Basically, my dad was a DJ from Jamaica. And our house was like the community party spot.
Really? Oh, that sounds fun.
So every weekend, you know, the kitchen would become the bar, the back room would become the dance hall, and then the hallway would be where people would just hang out and talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And I started helping my dad out when I was about 9.
Oh, 9 years old.
I would help out. Well, I didn't get a chance to DJ at 9. I was more like the lookout because the parties were illegal.
Oh, that must have been fun. Like,
it was very fun. I wanted to grow up quickly. I wanted to know what adults were doing. Mm-hmm. And that was my great opportunity. You know, I stayed up late at night, you know, every weekend, you know, looking out, you know, helping out in any way I could and just listening to grown-up conversations. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I was 11, 12, my stepdad asked me to start working the sound system occasionally. And then after that, I started going on the microphone and people would come to our parties and invite me to their parties and their clubs. Next thing I know, I'm doing, you know, lots of different places and I enter the talent contest. And the next thing I know, you know, I'm signing a record deal.
Oh, that's amazing. And now you worked also with the Beat. Well, in the U.S. we call them still the English Beat. And
yeah, that was my first break.
Yeah, and you met Dave Wakeling and Ranking Roger
over there? Yes.
And how did you get to work with them? How did you meet them? Did they come to the clubs or the illegal parties or somewhere else?
Well, actually, no. That was the talent contest I entered.
Okay.
And I was the winner. And Ranking Roger and the Beat were actually performing after the contest at the same venue.
Wow.
So there was a contest on the same stage that they were performing on. And then Ranking Roger came to me after his concert and said, "Hey, Pato, you know, I really like his style. You know, would you like to come in the recording studio and work on some ideas?" So I went into Roger's home studio first, and we worked on about 3 or 4 songs, and he took it to the band. And then Dave Wakeling said, "I really like that song, Pato and Roger Agotar." Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I know, I'm in the studio with Dave Wakeling and all the guys in the band. And they released it, and they released it as a single as well, you know? So
yeah,
that was a real big break for me.
Definitely. And that must have been amazing for you. And then you went on to...
Very be amazing.
And then you went on to... You worked with the Mad Professor as well on your debut album. And
yep.
Then your second album, Never Give In, and that one has a lot of favorite songs. And we had a question from a fan on our Facebook, and he wanted to know that he was wondering if you will play any of the songs from this album on the live sets. He said he hadn't heard it recently. So do you think you might play some of those songs live soon, maybe even this weekend?
Well, whoever asked that question, tell him that I'm going to add some of those songs into the set just for him.
Oh, okay. I'll post that for him. That's sweet. Yeah, I think he's a big fan, and he wanted to know that. Okay. And yeah, that's a great album. Any memories recording the album?
Yeah, that was actually that song you played, Pato and Roger Come Again.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually Steel Pulse playing the backing track.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the guys in Steel Pulse came to the studio and laid down the music for us, and then me and Roger put our posting over it.
Oh, that's amazing. And I mean, you've worked with so many people.
Yeah, that was a great, great, great project. You know, just going in the studio with my own band for the first time and recording an album is a memory I will never forget. And the way that album came together was just amazing for me. So, yeah, a lot of great memories. And my manager, actually, at the time during that album, he was just my driver at first. And then one day he was driving me from a show and I had been approached by 3 very big executive management companies who wanted to sign me. And when he was driving me back from a concert, he said, "Pato, you know, I'd like to manage you." And I was like, you, you're the driver. And he said, yeah, I'd love to manage you. I said, do you want to take responsibility for my career? And he said, yes.
Aww.
And I said, okay, you got the job. And he actually took, he managed to get me record deals in the UK, in Brazil, in America. He arranged tours for me all over the world. And he was the one that persuaded me to get in the studio to record Never Give In. And he actually was the engineer for the album as well.
Well, that's amazing. Well, I'm glad he did that. That was a great album.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
I bet. And now you also had, you know, several other albums, and now you also are recording with, you know, you had, I know you were nominated for a Grammy for Life is a Miracle, and that must have been amazing. Now, you're recording new material now, right? Or have you recorded some?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm actually working on two albums right now. I'm working on an album of new material that's got varied styles and some new styles I'm creating. I'm not going to tell you too much about that one, but
sure.
The other album I'm working on is a love album, and it's exploring all the different aspects of love, you know, romantic love, brotherly love, you know, family love, you know, one love. And I'm creating some new tracks for that, and some of my existing tracks, redoing them a bit. So that's coming together really nicely. I'm about to shoot a video for one of the songs as well, the second video. And the first video I shot for that album is called Love is the Greatest.
Awesome.
And it's already up on YouTube.
Oh, so people can check that out. So, and I'll post a link to it on the Facebook.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's two versions on YouTube. There's
one
called Love is the Greatest, which is kind of more acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is called Love is the Greatest Thing, which is like a reggae remix.
Oh, okay. So two different ones. And
I produced both videos myself, too.
Oh, you did? Wow. Is that hard to do? I always wonder.
Well, I guess for some people it is. I guess I took to it naturally. I guess maybe because I'm already using, you know, Pro Tools and Logic. So I have a pretty good idea of how sequencing works.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's still amazing that you did that on your own.
Yeah, I was trying to get different companies to do my videos, and I really hated to keep telling them that I didn't like it, or to re-edit it, or to change certain things. And sometimes the voice wasn't matched up with the mouth movement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's...
Like some of those old kung fu movies.
Yes, exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. Oh, no, you don't want that. Definitely not.
So I decided one day, you know something, I'm going to buy some cameras and do this myself.
Good for you.
And me and Antoinette, my partner, we bought two Canon cameras. I got Final Cut Pro, put it on my computer, and just went for it, and it came out perfectly the first time.
Excellent. That's great. And then it's easier just to do it yourself anyway. You don't have to rely on someone else and pay all the money. Now, I wanted to ask, too, before we talk about your touring, I know you opened up a school in Birmingham for music arts, the School of Music Arts and Technology, and that's still there, right?
Yeah. Well, it's actually, it's not under the same name anymore.
Oh, it isn't?
But the team of people that worked for me, are still continuing with the same activities.
Oh, that's nice. And is it for children and adults, or is it mainly children?
It's children and adults, but mainly young people.
Oh, okay. That's
nice. we have like two sections, really. We have one for adults and young people who are aspiring to be in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another section for young people with learning difficulties, so that we can help them get their grades by doing practical music things.
Oh, I like that. That's really cool. And yeah, and you founded that. When was it founded?
Ooh, I started working on that maybe in 1982.
Oh, okay. So it's been a while then.
No, sorry, 2002.
Okay. That's still been a while. That's a little over 10 years.
Yeah. And what was happening was I after I set it up, two of the colleges in my city invited me to write a curriculum. Mm-hmm. I wrote a curriculum for young people with learning difficulties and adults. So instead of doing mathematics, I got them to go and work out a budget to create their own studio, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then wrote a curriculum around it so that they would have to figure out, you know, how to add and subtract and put the decimal points and all that kind of stuff. Just level one, mm-hmm. you know? But it showed that they had the aptitude to do it when it was based on life experiences, real experiences, rather than just on logarithms and algorithms, mm-hmm. you know? And then we did the same thing, you know, we got them to write songs or write poetry or write a letter to a prospective employer.
Excellent.
And punctuate it properly and everything to show that they had, you know, writing capabilities too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
and
great.
Then those curriculums were taken and put into learning centers as well. So it was a really, really nice experience to do that.
Well, that's great. And that's great that you have that, that they're still there and it's available for people in Birmingham. Well,
mm-hmm.
now for as far as touring, where are you touring after this week? I know you're going to Huntington Beach April 4th, and then we have the Blue Water Festival on Saturday, which a lot of people in the town are going to be attending. And after that, are you heading anywhere else?
We are heading to Hawaii.
Oh, nice. I'm jealous.
Still in May for 2 weeks.
Okay.
We're going to Oahu, Honolulu, and the North Shore. We're going to Kauai, Maui, Hilo, and Kona.
Nice. That sounds amazing.
And then after that, we get back home. We're doing a spiritual gathering mm-hmm. In Los Angeles, May 22nd and 23rd. And then after that, we head out on a tour of New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, and then Northern California.
Nice. That's great. Well, and where can people find out more about you? I know you have patobantan.com, I think. Is that your website?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the website.
Facebook.
If they go to that site, they'll see all the links to our YouTube channels and Facebook chat sites and everything. We have two different main sites on Facebook. One is called Pato Banton.
Mm-hmm.
That's for all my fans who want to know what's happening with my music career. And then I also have Minister Pato Banton,
mm-hmm.
which is more of a spiritual forum
mm-hmm. okay.
where people can come and get motivated and, you know,
check that
inspired.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, people can check out both of those sites on your main website. Well, thank you so much, Pato, for chatting with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll see you on Saturday at the Blue Water Festival at the Sawdust Grounds. I'll be there again. Last year you were great, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know as well, we have a lot of new members in the band, and
okay.
the show has been upgraded.
Ooh.
It's much more high energy this time, so if you had a good time last time, you're going to have a great time this time.
Yay, I'm so excited. All right. Well, thank you so much, Pato.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right. Thank you for this great interview.
Oh, thank you. All right. Now we're going to hear Stay Positive on the Groove
All
Express
right.
Show. Yay. And thank you again so much, Pato.
Nice one. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah. Situation in the world is crazy. We've got to stay positive. Got to stay positive. Stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. Stay positive, stay positive, stay positive.
Ooh, yeah. Live the life you love, love the life you live, and no matter what the crisis is, stay positive, stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. Watch this. Every time I take a little look up on the TV, seem like the whole world gone crazy. War, famine, and poverty, people are dying continually. So many people are getting confused, so many reasons to get in at the blues. But with a little faith in at the Most High plan, it gave me strength to sing this song. Stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. Stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. Ooh, yeah. Live the life you love, love the life you live, and no matter what the crisis is, stay positive, stay positive, stay positive.
Positive,
no matter where the crisis is.
Positive,
oh yes, we have to stay positive.
Positive,
no matter where the crisis is.
Positive,
even when things gone wrong.
Positive,
this is the time that you got to be strong.
Positive,
black, white, pink or brown.
Positive,
living at the city or you living at the town.
Positive,
oh yes, we have to stay positive.
Positive,
no matter where the crisis is.
Positive, positive,
oh yes, we have to stay positive.
Positive,
come on. Live the life you love, love the life you live, and no matter what the crisis is, when there's life to live and there's life to give, why should you be negative? You've got to stay positive,
stay positive,
stay positive,
stay positive,
stay positive, stay positive, no matter what the crisis is, no matter what the crisis is, no matter what the crisis is, you got to stay, 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 stay.
Only FM, this is KX93.5. You just heard Stay Positive by Pato Bonton. And we thank Pato for chatting with us on the phone. It was wonderful to talk to him. And don't forget to check him out this weekend at the Blue Water Music Festival.